braiding the sand. The San people have lived in the Kalahari Desert of southern Africa for tens of thousands of years, longer than almost any other people have lived anywhere on Earth. To survive in a place with scarce water and scattered animals, they learned to track. And sand trackers can do things that seem almost magical. They can look at footprints in the sand and tell you which animal made them, how many hours ago, how fast it was moving, whether it was male or female, whether it was healthy or injured, whether its stomach was full or empty. They can follow tracks for days across hard rocky ground where visitors see nothing at all. A bent blade of grass, a disturbed pebble, a faint scuff that you'd walk right past without noticing. To a sand tracker, the land is full of information. This isn't supernatural. It's deep expertise built over a lifetime, passed down through hundreds of generations. Sand children start learning to track as soon as they can walk. They learn every animal's foot shape, every gait, every behavior. They learn how tracks change through the day as wind and sun affect them, how different soils hold prints differently. By adulthood, they've accumulated more hours studying tracks than most people spend on any single skill in their entire lives. Some scientists have worked with sand trackers to understand their methods. The trackers don't just recognize patterns mechanically, they build mental models. They imagine being the animal. They think about where it was going and why, what it was feeling, what it was likely to do next. They test hypotheses against tiny pieces of evidence. Its scientific reasoning applied to reading the land, developed over 40,000 years. That's what expertise can become when a culture commits to it completely and passes it down carefully, generation after generation.